Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
I want to talk about the CSO and the census, and I'm sure you all filled it out. Some of you might still have them at home, by the way. Please send them back. It's probably too late now at this stage. I do believe a lot of people didn't get theirs collected this year. Anyway, look, the CSO said the census results from the recent census will not be available or calculated probably till the end of the year or the start of next year. But the top line figures may be out in the next month. In other words, by the end of this month, we should have a fair idea how many people live in the country and how many men and women. That's the top line figures. We won't get breakdowns of age groups. We won't get breakdowns of ethnicity and all that kind of stuff yet. But there is a prediction that when the results are available, and they will be available very shortly, that religion will once again see a significant fall, even though the population has substantially increased, probably to about 5.3 million. In the last census, in 2016, persons born outside Ireland make up 12% of the country's total Catholic population. The data also records the first fall in the absolute number of Catholics in 45 years. The number of those saying they had no religion increased by 74%. From the 2011 figure of 277,000 people, and it's now at 481,000 people who say they have no religion whatsoever. In other words, they're atheist. Now, it was good to see at least some change to the religion question in the 2022 census. You might have noticed the difference in the question. People were asked, what is your religion, if any? And no religion was on the bottom of the list as well. So you could put down no religion. And the CSO says the question about your religious beliefs at the time of the census, and so a number of people and current campaigners are around, of course, asking people to tick no religion. And, you know, some people might do that because maybe they felt compelled to because they don't practice their religion anymore. So it doesn't matter anymore. There was a time in the census, even if you were baptised but you didn't practice your religion, you still had to put down that you're a Catholic. You don't have to do that now. You just put down no religion. The thing is, there was a time when you were a Catholic, you're a Catholic for life. You're not anymore. If you don't feel like a Catholic and you don't want to be a Catholic, you don't have to do anything about it. You just say, I'm not a Catholic. Simple as that. So why does it matter? Census results on religion are often cited to justify continuing religious influence over public services, such as education and health, even though the results from the religious questions may not be reliable for a number of reasons. Now, in the last census, as I said, the proportion of Catholics in the Republic of Ireland fell by almost six percentage points. And it now stands at 78.3%. If you go back 40 years ago, it would have been at 98%. And many will attribute the fact that the increase in crime is correlated with the decrease in religion. Some people who are religious will say that. And the decrease in indoctrination from a young age in the home or the school have also, and because our schools have become more secular now, correlates with a decrease in moral values. Some say it's important that children believe in God and heaven and everything else that goes with it, and it gives them some sort of purpose in life and helps them to guide through life. Whereas others will say it's filling children's heads with fairy tales that are based on fictional stories, because let's be clear, there's very little evidence that even actually happened at all. So what side of the fence are you on? And do you think it's important? Here's the question today. Is it important to teach your children about religion and bring them up in a faith? Do you believe it's important? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it important to bring your children up in a faith and teach about religion and God or a God, be they Jewish or Muslim or whatever they happen to be? Do you think it's important to teach them about religion and bring them up in a faith? Does it make a difference to their lives? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. So essentially what I'm saying is the reduction in indoctrination in schools is very obvious, but do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Lisa, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Lisa, I mean, we're seeing a decrease in religion in Ireland over the last 30 or 40 years for a multitude of reasons. I think a lot of the reason is people are just more educated nowadays as well, and we don't rely too much on religion. But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's an excellent thing. The further the better. Separate them from the church and state everywhere across the board.
Well, we've seen a lot of that with the maternity hospital, of course, and there seems to be a bit of a double standard that we were determined to make sure the maternity hospital has nothing to do with religion, yet we're quite happy to see education continue to have a religious ethos.
Well, not really. It's that stranglehold the church has always had, Niall, on schools. Do you know what I mean? That you have to sign up to this Hotel California, you know, the club that you can check out anytime you like, but you can never ever leave it, that magic club. You just can't get out of that. system. You can say
there was a website called Opt Me Out at one stage, but the Vatican got the website closed down.
Of course they did, because the Vatican is a power law. Obviously, they have their own laws that supersede me, you, or anyone else. But you'd have to ask yourself, what other club would you sign your child into where they cannot leave? Do you know what I mean?
They can leave. I mean, look, I was bad. But Lisa, I was born a Catholic. I was baptised a Catholic. I made me communion confirmation. But I'm not a Catholic. I don't consider myself a Catholic.
You're still on the roll book, and they still make money off your baptism of fire into it. You know what I mean?
I'm still a number, is what you're saying.
Money thing. Yeah, and obviously, you know, numbers equate to money with the church. We all know that. So, and that's the only reason why you're not allowed to leave. There's no other reason whatsoever. And it's a power.
But you can be excommunicated. I wish somebody would excommunicate me.
Well, I'd love to know what I have to do to have that happen.
You should do something very serious to be excommunicated.
It's disgusting to think that a child needs, you know, a sky daddy to this imaginary.
Yeah, when you say a sky daddy, see, here's the thing, right? And when we have a conversation, a debate, there are people who believe in God, and I respect their belief in God. I don't have to believe in it to respect it. But see, they'll say, when you say things like sky daddy, why do you have to say that? Can you not? You can't go down that road, Lisa, for obvious reasons.
Careful.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's a magic of childhood, and you know, then there's the reality of adulthood. But it's quite sad, I think, when people base their whole lives and their wishes and what they want in life on something that there's absolutely not a shred of proof.
Well, they'd say the Bible is proof.
Look, that's Ladybird could have printed that. Do you know what I mean? That's not proof.
But I mean, is there anything wrong with the majority of people in this country were brought up religious, right? Including yourself, Lisa. So we were brought up and sent to Mass on a Sunday morning. Did it do you any harm?
It didn't do me any good whatsoever.
But no, that's not answering the question. Did it do you any harm?
Well, yeah, retrospectively it did do me harm.
In what respect?
Did it give me a false hope.
What, that you were going to go to heaven or hell or whatever it was?
Well, that if I said my prayers to this, you know, non-entity, that everything would be all right. And it wasn't. He never answered me, so I don't know where he was. But
Well, some people would say he answered you all right, but just God works in mysterious ways.
No, that's all. Oh, my God.
You don't believe that.
I can't cope with it. I mean, look,
I'm only giving you the answers.
Yeah, I know. But look, we all use religion, do you know what I mean, at certain times. I've three adult kids. They all made a communion. They made a confirmation. They didn't make it for God or all this thing. They made it for the day out. The few bob and the bit of crack.
Are you not? They'd say that you're a hypocrite. Then, if you're
totally hypocritical.
Okay,
totally.
So you're happy. You're happy to admit you're a hypocrite.
Totally, absolutely, no reservations admitting it. But I would like to also point out the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church in itself. Do you know what I mean? Or people who have this strong, solid belief, and then they, you know, inevitably will come on here and call me names. That's not very Christian, is it?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, by the way, somebody wants
I'm
to...
I'm honest enough.
Yeah, but somebody wanted to correct something I said. Sorry, thanks, Peter in Cork. Yeah, sorry, they did move the no religion question to the top of the list, which is they wanted, he believes, to prompt people to pick it, I suppose. I don't think, Peter, you could prompt people to pick it, because if you've no religion, you've no religion. If you are religious, you're hardly going to take no religion by mistake, unless you're silly. But anyway, I mean, I'm still surprised, by the way, that 74% of people still are Catholic in this country.
They're not Catholic, or claim
to be Catholic.
Honestly, to be honest with you, there would have been times in my life as an adult, we'd say at a hospital or whatever, you're filling out a form, you're flying along through it, you know, or you're at the dentist, wherever you are, and you're box ticking and you're not thinking. You're just filling it out quickly. You'll take Catholic because it's kind of brainwashed into your Catholic. Do you know what I mean? But I was nothing like Catholic, nothing like it when I ticked that box. So I think that's more forced a habit than an actual belief. And I think most people who claim to be Catholic, you're going to get a lot of people on online or whatever saying, I'm not into the church, and no, I'm not Catholic, and this, that, and the other. You go onto their Facebook and they're having hoolies for christening weddings, communion, confirmation. So, you know, be honest and say if you're just using it as a day out, not practicing it.
And at what point in your life do you think that you said to yourself, oh, I don't believe in this stuff anymore?
Oh, as soon as, when I left home, really.
Right, okay.
It's like, yeah, I'm out, you know, no, I've nowhere.
And okay, so you don't think it's important for a child? Because when you look at education, right, around the world, and particularly, say, in the United States, it's well known that Catholic schools have much better education systems. But maybe it's because of the morals. I mean, I don't disagree with the morals of the Catholic Church. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not religious by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't disagree with some of the morals. Now, some of them I probably would, but I don't disagree generally with the morals. I believe most of the morals, the modern day version of it, I don't mean some of the older stuff that would have been, you know, going back 50 years ago would have been quite strict, but some of the more modern morals, I don't necessarily disagree with. I believe in the value of marriage. I believe in the value of the family. You know, I have certain beliefs, my own personal beliefs, that would probably coincide with religious beliefs.
Totally. But I mean, then, you know, does that cross the vision of, there's a confusion as well, do you know what I mean, in life, that that's religion that achieves that in. You can do that without a Bible. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of where your moral compass is at, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and I never, with my kids, I never brainwashed them with the church business. They knew exactly what the deal was when they were at the communion or confirmation, that, you know,
they're going to make money and dress up.
Yeah, roll with it. Like, do you know what I mean? Don't be minding what he says and this, that, and the other. Do you know that that's not real?
And would you have encouraged that? Would you have said to them, oh, that holy God stuff isn't real? Would you have said that to them when they were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you would have encouraged your personal views on it to your children, of course. But that's what parents do, by the way. That's their job. But stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well. James, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you, Niall.
James,
how are you?
I'm good, James. Another day, the light shines through the window, and you're still alive.
And the Lord has granted me another day to listen to the Niall Boylan show.
James, is it important, you know, we're probably going to see when they release the figures for the census. Now, the religion question probably won't be released for a little while, just the top line figures at the end of this month. Probably by the end of the year, we'll see another reduction in the amount of people that believe or practice religion. That won't surprise you, of course.
Not really, Niall, but what people don't seem to realise, and we have down here in Cork many churches, and in the churches they have groups of young people who are connected to the church now, young teenagers, and they're on the choirs, and they go on retreats up to Knock, and they're connected to my own local church now. And when I speak to them, they don't disclose in school that they're religious now.
Why? Because they get bullied?
Oh, yes, Niall. Big time. Big time. Seriously big time, Niall.
Right.
So they keep that to themselves because their non-believing schoolmates would give them a hard time, Niall.
And do you think children fare off better in life if they have a religion or a faith?
Well, I can only speak for myself, Niall, personally, but I certainly, it was a huge gift to me. Absolutely huge gift. That kept on giving to me. Didn't cost me anything, really, except the contributions I made to the church over the years.
Yeah, well.
It was always there for me to fall back on in hard times when I lost my wife, when I was only married for 15 years now, and it was a horrendous blow now.
Mm.
And only for it, I think I would have gone under now.
So you believe it gives you a purpose?
I turned to drink and I very in a big way now.
So it gives you purpose, is what you're saying?
Yes, and it sustained me through all of those ups and downs that we all have. You've had
your
fill of them in the last few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been there. And at the end of the day, when I go, which will be, who knows, I can't be disappointed now. Because if you're right, and if Lisa's right there and there's nothing, I close my eyes and that's gone. If there is something,
happy days.
I was right to believe. So one way or the other, but all through my life, even if there's nothing there now, it has been a huge fallback for me, a huge gift, something that has sustained me, as I said, through the ups and downs. So it's been a win-win. It's nothing but a win-win for me. And everybody you meet of my age who is a practicing Catholic, they'll say the same thing to you. I'm glad I got this gift. It's never been anything but good for me.
Now, Lisa, when you listen to James, who's an elderly man, I think it's fair to say without insulting him, I mean, he believes it's a gift throughout his life and has only ever been of a positive and help a positive thing and helped him to get through difficult times.
I suppose, well, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm sorry he lost his wife at such a young age. Yeah, it's awful tonight. James, there's a part of me that envies you, your belief and your, you know, what gets you through the day. I wish I had it. I see, you know, Catholicism in particular, you know, you were saying about youth clubs and this, that and the other, and children coming together. I think the very first thing that hits my head there, James, now, is that there's 796 corpses in a septic tank and tomb who didn't fare out too well, you know, with the church. And it's the likes of that that really, really stings me by way of, and of course we all,
You can't put all of the blame of that to religion. I mean, yes, the individuals who dealt with those situations didn't deal with them properly.
That was a religious order.
But you also have to proportion part of the blame on the state, because the state allowed those individuals and paid for numbers, so to speak, in those mother and baby homes and Magdalen laundries and whatever else it happened to be. So the state played a huge role in that too.
Huge, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But then we have the likes of... we have suicides, we have families living in even food poverty decades and still now. A lot of that is tied into religion because, you know, marriage was procreation. You have no choice but to have children. People were having a dozen kids and they couldn't afford one. Do you know what I mean? So the teachings of the church and the God that James clearly has faith in enforced that life on people and caused, you know, that's chaotic. People having kids.
Well, I said, well, there's many ways of looking at the argument you're making, and I understand the point you're making that nowadays, of course, you know, I don't know how well off economically we'd be if we all had 10 kids. I don't think we'd be doing very well. We'd probably be a lot of poverty because we couldn't afford it. But in saying that, you know, if they didn't all have 10 kids, you know, going back 50, 60 years ago, you wouldn't be here, Lisa, and probably neither would I.
Exactly.
So there's a benefit to that thinking as well and that logic at the time, because we populated the world very quickly. In the space of 100 years, we went from a population of 2 billion to 8 billion people in the world.
But imagine, Niall, imagine nowadays, like, you have to look at the reality of you basing your life, how many children you have, is completely dictated by someone standing on an altar preaching you, telling you.
Yeah, well, no, that's not my bag. And I said already, I do agree. Mm. I do agree with James in relation to, I think James and I probably share a lot of our moral values.
Yeah.
But the only difference is I don't believe in God. And James, see, this is the problem I have all the time with people who are religious. Now, you don't do it to me and you've never done it ever. But some people who are religious say, well, you've nothing unless you have God in your life. Or if your children don't have God in their life, you know, they're not going to have a good life. Then they're going to be nothing. And you can still have good moral values, James, can't you?
Oh, yes, Niall, yes. There are many people, Niall, and I know them, that they have their own personal relationship with God and they don't go through the church at all, Niall.
Mm.
They avoid the church. They have their own personal relationship with God. And
Niall, can I just say to James as well?
I would never dream of it. I hope I never did, Niall. It's coming across. And I
no,
know
you didn't.
And you know nothing. And I believe and you don't and you should. No, Niall.
Yeah.
I'm not like the LGBT, Niall.
Oh.
I believe in other people having an opinion, you know?
Right, that's a very focused point at the moment. Yes, yeah. Just sorry, go ahead very quickly, Lisa, because I was going to break one.
I just wanted to say to James that I you know, I'd applaud him for his honesty there in saying he's not ramming it down the throat of. At least he acknowledges. Well, then, if he passes and if there's nothing, well, then so be it. I mean, that's a new one for me.
He's like hedging his bets, like.
Here is just absolutely. Hell bent on, yes, it is, and that's it. So yeah. I'd applaud him for that. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, look, I have to go into a break. Lisa, do me a favour. Stay there with me. Thank you, James. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Some of your WhatsApp voicemails coming in, by the way, as well on the show.
I know, on religion in this country, you know, particularly with schools, you know, it's the taxpayer pays the teachers' bills and pays the majority of the upkeep of the schools, you know. And then you take into account that religion is being taught in the schools. I think, you know, maybe it should be allowed taught in the schools, but maybe on a Saturday morning away from school time and on a voluntary basis, you know, that if the kids want to come in on a Saturday morning, they can come in and get taught religion. But I don't think it should be coming out of the taxpayers' pocket, you know. Thank you.
All right, no problem at all.
Hey, Niall. Yeah, I would like my kids to have a bit of faith, because I do. Like years ago, you know, if somebody lit you a candle, or you, you know, you lit a candle yourself, you believed that everything was going to be okay. So I would like them to have some hope that everything is going to be okay if something ever went wrong. And like, you know, if it didn't work out for them, or, you know, they can choose to believe what they want when they're older. But for now, yeah, I'm going to always bring them up to have some faith.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Somebody texted and said, if you would pardon the pun, I wouldn't put too much faith in people's apparent education. As a non-believer myself, I have to say I've noticed that secularism and atheism have dressed themselves up in vestments of religion of their followers, who are as zealous as the followers of any other religion, adopting a strict belief structure which runs contrary to the rational core of atheism. Why these disciples actively try to convert those they see as non-believers? Perhaps people simply needs something to believe in. And the point he's making is that many people who are atheists tend to be quite liberal, and they latch on to something else to believe in, and then I suppose force people to want to believe in that as well. So we all have to have something to believe in. Stay there for a second, Lisa, if you can. I want to go to Alan too. Alan, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Alan?
How are things? Lovely to be talking to you.
Nice to talk to you too. Alan, is it important to bring up children in some faith or some religious faith?
I think it's a great basis, like, for the moral values, which you've already touched on. It's nice kind of structure too for children, just kind of learn right from wrong.
Can you do that without religion?
Well, of course you can, but it's just like, this thing about, you know, brainwashing, in quotation marks. I was never brainwashed, do you know the way?
And well, were you baptised?
I was, yeah.
Were you taught religion at a very early age in school?
I was. I went to a Christian Brothers school.
Okay, well then, essentially, you were indoctrinated. And according to the dictionary, indoctrination and brainwashing are quite similar in definition.
Quite synonymous, like.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
By definition, they're pretty much the same, yeah.
That's fair enough. I suppose, like, as James said, like, leaving school, you know, there's so much structure, and going out to college without a lot of my friends. And I just, like, when you have that kind of positive hope to believe in something.
Yeah.
And personally now, maybe I'm very lucky, but I've always felt like there's always been that guidance from something higher. But then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a lovely positive hope.
So you took exception to some of the things Lisa said as well. You weren't too pleased with what Lisa was saying.
Like skydaddy now and stuff is like, and kind of strangled, like there's kind of small bit of connotation, kind of almost bitterness there, I think.
You think she's a bit bitter?
A tiny bit, being honest. Like, I feel very sorry now that you know, she hasn't kind of, like, she was saying that, you know, her prayers weren't answered.
I feel sorry for me, and don't be worrying about me, mate. I'm not a little bit bitter. I'm extremely bitter. I think that the club you belong to, with respect, has been apparently cruel to children, like horrifically cruel. And I find it very, very hard to understand how anyone can stand by that and pretend, put blinkers on and pretend that it's okay, you know, that it's just light a candle and don't be worrying about it. That doesn't wash with me at all. And I am bitter because there's thousands upon thousands of people dead at the hands of the church that you're supporting. And that's baffling to me.
It's a fair point, Alan. And
100%.
You can have religion without being a member of a specific church.
100%. I was just going back to your question, Niall, of, you know, do you think it's okay to raise your children like that?
And are you a Catholic, Alan?
100%, yeah. Catholic.
Okay, and the sins of the Catholic Church, if we go back, Ryan Report, Murphy Report, all the different reports, you can go back over time there, and all the different things that they were accused of, and all the different things that we absolutely know they did. I mean, when you look back at that, does that not make, as Lisa says, you know, how can you support that? Because you're supporting an organisation that is responsible for all of that. So how can you support that?
Because you can, like, still be religious without, you know, having to practice that.
But you just just tell me you're a member of the Catholic Church. And the point I made is you can be religious, believe in God, without being a member of the Catholic Church. But you said you are a member of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but you don't have to, you know, like, agree with everything that was done, obviously.
Catholic.
No, but, like, you don't have to, you know.
Do you not? Well, people who are, you know, very staunch Catholics would say that you can't pick and choose. You can't turn around and say, oh, well, I agree with this, but I think people should be able to get married or should have sex before marriage. I believe people, you know, should be gay if they want to be and they can be Catholic. And you can't pick and choose because then you're not really part of the religion, are you?
Oh, I follow you. Well, maybe not so.
But you know what I mean? I'm not having a go at y'all. I'm just saying it's a bit weird to say that I'm part of a group, but I don't abide by the rules of the group.
Well, I wouldn't align myself with some of the criminal activities that were done, like, and I think that's for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But I think, like, going through tough times away from home in college and just having your prayers before bed, I don't see any kind of negativity in that.
Okay, kind of gives you does it give you hope? Is that
110%, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, do you believe in the afterlife? Do you believe when you die that you'll kind of meet all the people who passed on before you and all that kind of carry on and stuff like that?
You'd like to think so, like.
Well.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with...
Are you hedging your bets? Is that what you're telling me?
Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking that and just kind of keeping hope. Because I think the world is a big, bad place and you'll get bogged down in the negativity of it.
Oh, you would, actually. Yeah, absolutely would. Stay there for a second, both of you. Let me go to Carl as well. Carl, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Carl?
How's it going, Noel? I just think the religion debate... Like, I'm a Catholic, right? I do believe in God. And this might sound like being a hypocrite, but I don't believe in the Catholic Church for obvious reasons. Like I pray every morning. Well, I pray to Padre Pio. And it's fact that he is real. And the reason I do that is because... just over a year ago, I went into recovery for being a bad user of cocaine. And I'm a year clean and all, and all that's another show and all that. But I pray to him every morning to look after me, do you know what I mean? And I believe he's answering my prayers, do you know?
And if that makes you feel better, well and good. And by the way, there is evidence there that many people who become born again Christians, for example, tend to be people. I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying people who tend to be born again Christians tend to be people who've had problems in their life, so they're looking for a way out. You know what I mean?
Like I believe in God, and I'd never ever get into a real deep argument with someone that doesn't, because I can't prove there's a God, and the person that doesn't believe can't prove there isn't.
Well, it's not up to the person to prove there isn't. It's up to the person making the claim to prove there is.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Yeah. But I never would try to convince them because I don't know. I can't prove it. But, like, my belief is there is a God. So I'm just going to go I'm going to go with that.
Right,
if someone told me that wasn't, I'd just say, that's fair enough. Like, that's your opinion.
And do you believe the Bible?
I've never read the Bible.
Okay.
I've never read it.
Is that not an integral part of believing in God?
It probably is, Noel. I'm just not a great reader, to tell you.
Oh, okay. All right, no, fair enough. Okay, but do you believe the stories? I'm sure you've heard the stories of the Bible.
Yeah, I've heard the stories. Yeah, I go back to Padre Pio. Like, they say Padre Pio is the second woman of John the Baptist. I believe that.
Well, there's also other stories about Padre Pio that other people will make claims, and there has been stuff written about him, that he was a fraud. You know, and that in fact he didn't have stigmata in his hands at all, that he was using carbolic soap to irritate his own skin and stuff like that. There was stories. I'm not saying, by the way, either story is correct.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying is, when you believe in something, do you just believe it blindly?
No, I got brought up on Padre Pio, boy. Yeah. My grandmother had me that.
Yeah, my mother was a big fan of Padre Pio by the way.
And I went along with them, and my granny was a great woman.
Yeah.
And my dad's a great man. So, listen, if they believe it, and they never sent me down and tried to brainwash me. I just went along with it, and now that I'm 43 years of age, I believe it. You know what I mean?
And do you think it's important to bring children up? Do you have children of your own, yeah?
I have four kids, yeah.
Okay, do you think it's important to bring children up in, you know, believing in a faith?
Well, I've three kids that are christened, and one's getting christened in August.
Okay.
Now, there you go. And he's going to be christened in a church. So, you know, it's just the way we live. But we don't go to mass. The only time you see me in a mass in a church is at a funeral or a wedding. You know what I mean?
Okay, but you will obviously teach your own children as they grow up that God exists. And, you know,
if they ask me, I'd say he did.
Well, if they didn't, I wouldn't bring it up to them.
Okay, so if they decided when they're 12 or 13 that they don't believe in God, would you be hurt by that or offended by that, upset by that?
No, I wouldn't. Because, like, I have a family member, a brother of mine, and he's somebody like yourself, he doesn't believe in anything like that. He's two kids, they're not Christians, and that's
his business, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't believe his kids are any worse off in life than yours?
No, they're not. No, they're family, they're cousins.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks very much indeed for that. I appreciate it. Okay. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Although he's a firm believer in God, he doesn't believe that you have to bring your children up like that, by the way. Let me go to Graham first, getting back to religion. Graham, our school teacher. Jeez, it'd be wonderful to be a school teacher. You must be on your holidays already, are you, Jim Graham?
I literally got off a plane from Rome at about 12:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I left school about an hour ago.
Ah, yeah.
So, yes, I'm firmly ensconced in my holiday. Thank you very much for your Niall and for your tax contributions to us.
You're such a devil, aren't you? You're almost as bad as me on Twitter. But there you go. But listen, Graham, getting back to religion, as a school teacher, I mean, and yeah. I'm sure you've you're not that old really, but I mean, some of the older teachers might have noticed.
I'm 44.
Well, okay, you're reasonably old. Okay, so you're middle-aged. So you've watched it changed over the years, and you've watched how schools have become a little bit more secular, even those with religious ethos have become more secular, I suppose, to some degree. Do you think that that has any negative effect on children, you know, having less religion in their lives?
None whatsoever, nothing but a positive. School should have no authoritative role in education whatsoever. The two are not intrinsically linked. The only reason that exists is tradition, history, and vain attempts by the church to indoctrinate children to retain their waning power.
And what about the idea that, although I'm not religious, I'm absolute atheist, I don't have any belief whatsoever in a God.
Me too, in case it wasn't apparent.
Okay. But still, I think I would share a lot of the moral... Now, we would have different moral beliefs, and that's fine. No, there's no rules that you have to have the same ones. So we morally think differently.
No, I think our morals wouldn't be too far apart. I just think our political beliefs would be pretty bloody different, all
right. Okay, yeah. Well, you would be a lot more liberal than me. I'm very much more conservative, right?
I am. I would be very liberal, yeah.
I'm well aware of that. Okay, so, but do you believe that religion sometimes, you know, I mean, if you look around the world, for example, at Catholic schools in particular, more so in the UK and in America, they perform very well. And people who are atheists want their kids to go to Catholic schools.
Because they're private schools. In the vast majority of cases, they're private schools, they have smaller classes, and they're deliberately discriminatory and exclusionary of an endless list. I teach students with additional educational needs. In the vast majority of cases, they don't get to go to those schools because they won't take them in.
Mm. So you think it's not for moral reasons?
The school system, it's nothing to do with religion.
Yeah, I mean, for example, parents who have an objection to, say, abortion, or parents who wouldn't be very supportive of LGBT, or parents who would have certain, you know, criteria or things in their life that they want their children to do, but they might be atheists, but they will send their children to religious schools because they believe they teach those same morals.
But again, those schools, morals and religion, that is something hijacked by religion. You don't need, like, again, I could not be more atheist. All right? I have pretty solid morals, or at least in my opinion, in most respects. I got that from my parents, I suppose.
Did you not get it from religion originally? Because your parents would have been religious, wouldn't they?
Are my parents religious? Yes.
Yeah, of course they were.
Are their morals tied to that? No, they're tied to the fact that they're good people.
But the morals surrounding, like, I'll give you an example. You know, marriage, for example, the institution of marriage. I mean, that would be a very religious thing. And yet I still, although I'm atheist, I still believe the institution of marriage is something very valuable.
Yes, as a structural building block, yes. But I mean, again, you don't need to be religious. I'm married. I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are things that have been hijacked and used by the organized religion, not just bashing Catholics or whatever, every religion, to put themselves at the center of the how society is structured. Those things are not, they don't own them. They don't own morals. They don't own marriage. They don't own good behavior, raising kids, all those kind of things. There is no direct association, just like there's no direct association between any church and education.
And finally, do you believe that in your lifetime or your career that you will see a complete disconnect between church and state?
In this country? Not a second hope in hell.
All right, okay.
There's no way. I will be dead and buried and my hair will probably grow back before that will happen.
Graeme, enjoy the holidays. I'll talk to you again. I'm sure you'll have nothing to do, nothing better to do than come on the air over the next three months. All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, talk thanks.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.